Soccer's back in Iraq. Last night, the Blues of Zalzara squared off against the Greens of Al-Shurta, the first professional match since the end of the war, and Pierre's Guy Raz caught a pitch-side view.
The concession stand at Al-Zawra Stadium, just along the Tigris River in Iraq's capital, was looted a few weeks ago, so young entrepreneurs improvised, selling sunflower seeds and cold cans of Syrian cola on the sidewalk.
Welcome to Baghdad!
10,000 people showed up last night to cheer on two old Baghdad rivals, defending champions Al-Shurta against Al-Zawra. Baghdad's number one superfan, Mehdi Kurshi, was on the field, jumping up and down wildly, whipping up the fans. He's followed Iraq's national team around the world and always wears a trademark red-checked keffiyeh tied around his head. We want the people to shout and scream, he said, and if I tell them to sit or stand or move left or right, they'll do it. The last time Iraq fielded a team in the World Cup was 1986. When Rod Hamoudi captained the team. He just returned to Iraq after more than a decade in exile in Jordan, and last night made his public debut. I'm so happy we've brought the game back to the fans, he said. You can see that there's finally some joy in the city after months of misery. Just before the match, Hamoudi reminded his team that today's play would be friendly. Play clean, he said, accept penalties with dignity, and behave. The whole world is watching this game. Al-Shurta quickly dominated the field, abusing their opponents with several goal attempts in the first few minutes. Later, a penalty, and Shurta had a chance to pull ahead of Al-Zawra. The game was tied 1-1 until a perfect penalty shot darted into a scrum of players. A few kicks, left, right, backwards, forwards, then goal. No one worried about being tortured for making mistakes today. Saddam Hussein's son Uday ran Iraq's National Soccer League and often summoned players to his palace for a dressing down. It's why many of the best players, including Rod Hamoudi, left. Now that he's back, he's here to stay, he says, and get the team ready to qualify for the 2004 Summer Olympics in Athens. Guy Raz, NPR News, Baghdad.